My friends, this is a great assembly. I just marched down from Russell Square with you. It was a great march. This is the real parliament, not that one down there. This is the parliament of the streets. And it's in the streets and in our jobs and in our daily lives that this issue must be debated. Because it is in the streets and in our daily lives that the great injustice is done. And we come here because this is a place where all the great causes of our history have been debated. I remember being here on this plinth in the 1990s with the great leader, trade union leader Jack Jones. And the cause then was pensions reform. And it's taken 10 years to get that to the top of the agenda. Let's make it less than 10 years to get this to the top of the agenda. But the tradition of debating great causes here from the plinth of Nelson's Column goes back a long way. Jack Jones, who's now in his late 80s, he had stood here in 1937 and spoken for personal freedom on the Spanish Civil War in which he fought. So this is the place. This is the right place to debate and to discuss these big issues. And this is the right occasion because we've got everyone here today. I mean, just look at the program. We've got every shade of political opinion. We've got the Lib Dems. We've got the Greens. I'm Labour. Are there any Tories in the House? Are there any Tories in the House? Not many. It's a pity the Tories have a great tradition of individual freedom and personal liberty, with the exception of the lower classes. But they should be here. There's every strand of medical opinion. We've got the psychiatrists here this afternoon. We've got every branch. In the march, there was every branch of the medical marijuana movement, which is a great tribute to our civilization. We have patients and users, and we have all the different views of the harm reduction. This is a central place where this issue should be debated. And we've got many different philosophies from Lord Gifford. Lord Gifford is coming on a screen. I don't know where the screen is, from Jamaica. From Lord Gifford to George Melly and all points in between. And we've got the lawyers. Now, you've got several lawyers here this afternoon. And I'm proud to be here as a civil rights lawyer. Here I'm here with old campaigning companions, Alan Buffery and Lyndon and Stephen Rose this afternoon. It's great to be here because I remember the terrible shock that was caused in the 1960s, just a few yards from here in the Old Bailey, when Mick Jagger and Marianne Faithfull were done for cannabis possession in 1966. It sent a huge shock through society. We didn't realize. We realized at that moment that we had within our midst the apparatus of a police state. We realized that there was a police system that could investigate and could intervene in our private lives. And it was a real shock. It was a physical shock. That verdict that rang out in the Old Bailey on Mick Jagger and Marianne Faithfull in the 60s came as a shock to those swinging 60s. So I'm delighted to be here, and I'm proud to be here as a member of Liberty and to wear my Liberty badge on my sleeve. So I welcome the fellow lawyers because we need the lawyers on this occasion because we all face oppression by law. It is the law that oppresses us. And it is only the law that can assert our freedoms again. We must address those who make our laws in Parliament down the road. Our MPs, we must shame them into taking our civil liberties seriously. This is a great cause of personal freedom, and they should be in the lead. But law is important for another reason. It is the one cause that unites us all. You can see, look around you, we come from every creed, color, strain of opinion, every possibility. But we are united one thing. Prohibition must go. Tony Blair says, what's wrong with society is a lack of respect. A culture of disrespect, he says. Well, that's too right, Mr. Blair. your disrespect for us. He who shows respect commands respect. Parliament doesn't respect its own citizens. Parliament doesn't entrust its own citizens with the conduct of their personal lives. That is not respect. The abuse of the criminal law is the great wrong which we face. So, Mr. Blair, you've just had your own manifesto. This is what we demand. We demand a society in which nobody, but nobody, when relaxing with his friends and smoking, has to fear the police. Those in favour? Those in favour say aye. We demand a society in which no countryman of ours relaxing with his friends will be searched by sniffer dogs. Those in favour say aye. We demand a society in which those who are addicted are not sent to court but straight to a doctor. Those in favour say aye. And we demand a society in which the higher laws of common humanity and common respect override the petty laws of drugs prohibition. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
That's our commitment. Make it last less than 10 years. That's what unites us here today. And that, my friends, is our great cause.